Hello and welcome to the Panorama podcast from the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. My name is Shane Griffin. On this podcast, we sit down with the world's key players in sustainability and look at the action being taken to tackle global challenges. On the pod today, we are joined by Japanese chemical giant Sumitomo Chemical. We ask how to become a climate-friendly chemical company and how to encourage creative thinking among staff on sustainability. Stick around. I'm delighted to be joined today by Yoshihisa Takasaki, the manager of the Responsible Care Department, Energy and Climate Change at Sumitomo Chemical. I'm also joined by Ms. Kathleen Boyle, CSR manager at Sumitomo Chemical Europe. You're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Takasaki-san, starting with you, sustainability and climate friendly might not be the first thing that listeners think of when they imagine a company in your industry. How can you be a climate friendly chemical company?
To answer this question, I would like to introduce our company's founding history so that you can get to the heart of Sumitomo's approach to sustainability. Our business must benefit society, not just our interests. This is a key principle of the Sumitomo's business philosophy, which forms the core of Sumitomo Chemical's corporate values. The company's history traces back to 1913. At that time, the Sumitomo's family copper smelting business, based at the Besshi copper mine in Nihama, Ehime Prefecture, Japan, was growing rapidly by employing new technologies. Meanwhile, its smelting operation emitted harmful sulfurous acid gas that did serious damage to agricultural produce in the area. With a strong determination to eliminate the problem, even if it would incur considerable expenditure, Sumitomo developed new processes for the production of fertilizer using the sulfur content extracted from copper ore, which was a cause of the sulfurous acid emissions as a raw material. This led to the establishment of Sumitomo Fertilizer Works, which began commercial operations and made its first shipment of fertilizer in 1915 and later evolved into Sumitomo Chemical. Thus founded to help overcome environmental problems and increase agricultural production, the Sumitomo Chemical has in its DNA the conviction that contributing to the sustainable development of society through business activities is the heart of our approach to sustainability. By guided by these business principles, we have reaffirmed our strong commitment to sustainability in our current corporate business plan. Then we strive to bring innovative technologies and products to market in order to contribute to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
It's certainly a very interesting story about how sustainability became a part of your company. It kind of leads on to my next question. Almost every organization these days has good messaging, has a good background story on sustainability. But sometimes when listeners are going to be looking into it, it can be hard to find concrete examples of action in this area. Are there any products or services that Sumitomo Chemical has changed to improve your performance on sustainability?
Since fiscal 2016, our company has identified those of its products and technologies that contribute to such issues as global warming countermeasures and reducing environmental burdens as Sumika sustainable solutions. By promoting the development and the widespread use of these products and technologies, the Sumitomo Chemical Group is offering solutions that will help build a sustainable society with the aim of contributing to the achievement of the SDGs. The total number of products and technologies identified as Sumika sustainable solutions thus far is 34, totaling about 2.1 billion euros in terms of sales in fiscal 2016. The company is working actively to double its sales involving these products and technologies as early as possible. In the area of environment, we have a variety of Sumika sustainable solution products that help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and energy consumption, as well as by providing a wide range of products that pay greater attention to the environment, safety, and quality. For example, Sumika Excel PES is one of high-performance engineering plastics and has excellent properties in heat resistance and dimensional stability. It is used to give toughness to the carbon fiber reinforced plastics for aircraft as an indispensable material for main wings and body of an aircraft, reducing the weight of aircraft parts by 30 to 40% compared with those using conventional materials. Thus improves aircraft fuel efficiency that contributes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions for its life cycle use. We also aim to contribute to meeting the rising global demand for a stable supply of safe and reliable food. The group is currently focusing efforts on its biorationals business, through which we provide solutions that protect the crops from pests and improve crop quality and yield using microbial pesticides, plant growth regulators, microbial agricultural materials, and other such products. The environment and ecosystem friendly approach of this business is garnering a great deal of attention from the vantage point of promoting sustainable agriculture.
And Kathleen, if I can turn to you and maybe change tack for a moment, I said at the top of the show that we would look at how to promote sustainability internally. What initiatives do you have at Sumitomo Chemical to encourage creative thinking on sustainability amongst your staff?
Well, among the Sumitomo Chemical Group worldwide, we have implemented a sustainable tree program since 2016. By using the SDGs as a framework, this program invites the posting of views, ideas, or aspirations from management, officers, and employees of Sumitomo Chemical Group companies around the world. And they can post their ideas on things they believe they could do toward building a sustainable society. The greatest feature of this project is that employees can participate anytime and from any place. We set up a dedicated website that all employees can use and encourage employees to post here. Posts can be made using PC, smartphone, or tablet. This sustainable tree program may well highlight the ties between important global issues and each employee's work, which may not ordinarily seem to contribute to society in a direct or obvious way. So this unique project helped us to see our work as meaningful and rewarding, while also prompting the participants to explore future business threads related to solving social issues.
We've spoken a lot about climate change and environment in this discussion, and these subjects often also dominate the media when it comes to sustainability, but obviously it only makes up one part of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. What about areas like social change or gender equality? Are these areas of priority for Sumitomo Chemical?
Yes, absolutely. Sumitomo Chemical has positioned the promotion of diversity as a very important management feature. We are focusing our efforts on creating a workplace where diverse people can realize the full potential of their unique abilities, regardless of gender, nationality, or age, and work actively with a sense of accomplishment. We believe that as we expand our business globally, such kinds of measures will energize our workplaces, strengthen the competitiveness of the company, and generate innovation. As part of the company's promotion of diversity, Sumitomo Chemical is pressing ahead with various measures related to the active advancement of women. One initiative is the Woman Leader Creation Academy. In this program, Sumitomo Chemical's female employees exchange views with female managers and instructors from both inside and outside the company. The purpose is to provide necessary skills and instill the sense of commitment required in managers, furnish instruction on how to develop a career-oriented mindset, and impart essential leadership skills, including ways to move tasks forwards and appropriate methods for communicating with staff. In addition, ahead of many of the other companies in Japan, Sumitomo Chemical has been setting up in-house childcare facilities since 2008. Currently, such facilities are provided in most of the company's business offices, including the manufacturing plants and research institutes.
That's very interesting. And turning back to you, Takasaki-san, no company can achieve their goals in areas such as this across the Sustainable Development Goals by themselves. Do Sumitomo Chemical collaborate with any other companies or organizations in these areas?
The Sumitomo Chemical Group signed the UN Global Compact in January 2005, which is an initiative where business demonstrate responsible and creative leadership and voluntarily participate as good members of society in effort to establish a worldwide framework that enables them to achieve sustainable growth. Sumitomo Chemical has been a UN Global Compact lead company ever since 2011. We have also been the member of WBCSD since 2006 and collaborated with its member companies, mainly in the field of energy and climate change. Our top management has shown a keen interest in the WBCSD activities, so we have participated in the SDGs Chemical Sector's Roadmap Project, an initiative undertaken by a selection of leading chemical companies and industry associations to illustrate the potential of the chemical sector to leverage its influence and innovation to significantly contribute to the realization of the SDGs agenda.
Finally, not to put you on the spot, but what do you think is the most important issue that business needs to tackle to deliver progress on the SDGs?
To deliver progress on SDGs, which has already become a common global language, cooperation among multiple stakeholders is most important. Initiatives to tie Sumitomo Chemical's business, which carries on our founding spirit, to SDGs have just begun. We will continue to work closely with a variety of stakeholders, including the member of the WBCSD and governmental bodies, to promote international efforts to achieve the SDGs. We look forward to your support and cooperation.
Thank you both for joining us for today's Panorama podcast. And for listeners, for more information, visit wbcsd.org. And please don't forget to subscribe and rate Panorama podcast on iTunes. We look forward to you joining us again next time.